Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn, and for anything related to the Chamber, you can simply go to durangobusiness.org, stuff like Coffee Connection, Business After Hours, Lunch and Learn. I know we also have our Eggs and Issues coming up on September 14th from 8 in the morning to 10 in the morning, and go to durangobusiness.org to register for that. We'll have county commissioners as well as folks running for county treasurer, and we will, it's kind of like a debate style forum, but anyway, durangobusiness.org for all the information. So I have, it's a father-daughter day at Chamber Chat. We have Charlie Minkler and Hannah Minkler. You guys are both here representing the Farm Bureau. I can talk. How we doing?
Great.
Good.
Great.
Thank you.
Yeah. Glad to be here, Jack.
Well, thanks for coming in on a Monday.
You bet.
I know. You said it as you're walking. Why? Do you really have to do this on a Monday? I'm like, well, yeah, of course. Start off the week.
Right.
You get to see this ugly mug. Congratulations. So, all right. So, Hannah, you work at the chamber.
I've seen you
up at the front.
Yes.
Yep. You're the meter and the greeter.
Yes, I am. That's true.
And you love your job?
I love it.
Good answer. And so, Charlie, how have you been involved with the Farm Bureau?
I've been involved with Farm Bureau for 30 years.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, I started out buying Farm Bureau insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And technically speaking, anybody that buys Farm Bureau insurance is a Farm Bureau member.
Oh, okay.
We have two different types of membership. We have a producer membership and then kind of a regular non-producer membership. And owning farm and ranch property in La Plata County, that makes me a producer member. So I became more active with Farm Bureau about 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
When I started to serve on the board. I was president of County Farm Bureau a couple years ago for a couple years, and currently I'm on the State Board of Directors for Colorado Farm Bureau.
Oh, interesting. So what does the Farm Bureau do outside of, you know, the insurance? Because I would assume you have to have farming, ranching land to be able to get insurance, for one?
Not strictly speaking. So okay. Anybody can buy insurance from Farm Bureau insurance. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are auto policy holders, and but if you are lucky enough to own agricultural mm-hmm. land or rural land, of course, we can provide service Farm Bureau insurance for you also. Farm Bureau insurance came about back in the 30s mm-hmm. when farmers and ranchers had a hard time getting insurance to cover their liabilities. And so they started Farm Bureau insurance. The organization itself is about 100 years old,
wow.
and it was started as a federation just to support farmers and ranchers, advocate for agriculture, and currently we still do the same thing. So there's really two separate entities.
Mm-hmm.
There's the Farm Bureau Federation, which advocates for ag, as I explained, and then Farm Bureau Insurance. And they're connected, but you don't have to be a farmer to be involved in either one, actually.
Sure. So you could even be, you know, I think of, you know, acreages that participate, let's say, at the farmer's market, you know, smaller. And if you, you know, produce, and, you know, you might want to look into the Farm Bureau because it's, I want to say, if you're a food source, it might be something to be a part of.
Exactly. And we have some terrific small farmers, some great folks in the area that produce food for farmers markets. Mm-hmm. They're involved in community supported ag programs. And we have some great people like the James Ranch and mm-hmm. Foxfire Farms that do agritourism and things
right.
like that. So all those are good applications. And the thing that's unique about Farm Bureau insurance is that they do tailor many of their products to the rural and ag mm-hmm. person. So a lot of the other companies, things don't quite fit, but with Farm Bureau, typically you can find a good fit to insure your
right.
outfit.
Well, and I think what I like about it, it sounds like, you know, because it's like-minded. You
right.
know, I mean, if you know, whether you have a little Kubota tractor or a big John Deere or Massey Ferguson, and I'm going to get in trouble for not knowing all of them, or New Holland or whatever type, you know, you could be a participant and, you know, at least start out looking into the insurance. I think, is Mark Craig the local insurance agent?
Yeah, Mark is our local agent. He's a great fellow, and he and his office can help anybody get into insurance products. We also sell all sorts of life insurance, and also there are some great loan programs there if you need to borrow money for a car or for your farm or ranch, all kinds of products these days that we offer.
a lot of different opportunities. And I know he's located at 20th and Main, kind of right across from the Speedway gas station or Peerless Tire.
Yep.
Yeah. Awesome. All right, Hannah, so you're involved. What's your role besides, you know, being representing, I'm going to say, the younger generation?
Yeah, so I have recently joined the Lampada County Farm Bureau as a board member. And through that, I've been nominated to be on a couple of committees, so I've been happy to help out with that.
Were you voluntold?
I was.
Okay.
Yes.
Just clear the air there.
Oh, no. Very much. And I'm happy to help out there. I also am a part of our Young Farm and Rancher group, which is state-led, and it's similar to our Young Professionals of Durango group here. So we have leadership conferences and we have get-togethers. We do all sorts of different things. Yeah. And I was recently asked to be the committee chair for our district. So wow. I just put my hat in the ring for that. We'll see what happens. So
sure.
Happy to help out. One of the other things I've been working on is a project called Friends of Farm Bureau. And it's for anybody that maybe doesn't want to be an actual member of Farm Bureau, but they like where their food comes from and they like their local farm and rancher. So that's a way to just be involved and show your support.
Sure. And if somebody's interested in learning more about, you know, that type of program or anything the Farm Bureau does, what's the website?
Yeah, so you can go to our social media pages. That would probably be the easiest. And it's Lapata County Farm Bureau. Or you can email me, just hannahminkler@gmail.com. And all it is we just send you a little letter and it gives a little more information about what Farm Bureau does. And it just thanks you for your support. And if we ever need volunteers, we might reach out, but that would be about it.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're also involved, both of you, with the Lapata County Farm Bureau annual meeting. I know it's coming up at La Platte's Pond Saturday, September 17th, and starts at 4 o'clock, which I love the venue out there. You know, Cree and Paul Black do such a great job, and it's right there, you know, at 501 in Bayfield. And what can people expect, and how do people sign up to, come on out and support the Farm Bureau and probably have some great food?
Yeah, we'll definitely expect great food, beautiful location. Thanks to Platts Pond, who generously donated the venue to us. And we will have great barbecue from Porky's Smokehouse in Ignacio. And we'll have lots of yard games, and we'll have live music from Spaghetti Western. And basically the idea is to just come out and meet your local farm and rancher, or if you're already a member, just kind of, see people you maybe haven't seen in a while. And most of us hopefully will have our crops up and can kind of just relax after a busy summer. So that's the idea. If you would like tickets, you can get them either at the Farm Bureau Insurance Office, or you can get them at Basin Co-op.
And how much are they?
They are $20 if you buy them ahead of time, or they're $25 at the door.
Really? That's all?
Yep, that's all. And if you have a kid under 8, they can eat free.
Okay, and then food, drink included, or cash bar?
There's no alcohol.
Oh.
But there are lots of other drinks that are non-alcoholic. Available. Oh, yes, definitely.
I think that's interesting, no alcohol. It's kind of nice to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to worry about, you just come out and it's more for the fellowship and the gathering and having a good dinner and just kind of enjoying yourselves.
Yeah, absolutely. That's definitely the idea behind it.
And Cree doesn't want anybody falling in her pond.
Well, there's that too.
maybe that's part of it. So are there a lot of, families? Are you seeing a lot of families? Because I am. I hear how the younger generation isn't continuing on in the farming and ranching industry. What are you hearing, Charlie, with what's happening out there? I know Hannah has come out and, helped you put up hay. I've heard those stories, and she's like, I got to do, go out and put up hay. And you put up like 2,000 bales or something.
Yep.
Wow. That's a lot of hay. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of hurt back for me. But talk about that a little bit, what you're seeing, the trend.
Well, that's a good question, Jack. And it's kind of getting to a critical point in our country where people, number one, don't necessarily understand where their food comes from.
A little supermarket.
right.
That's what most people think.
Yeah. So one of the problems, Jack, is that the generation of people that were still connected to a farm or ranch are disappearing. So yeah. maybe you or your parents, you went to Grandpa or Uncle Joe's farm and mm-hmm. you got to see how that all worked and where your food came from. But as that generation is going on, then the next people behind, they don't really get it, and they don't quite understand where their food comes from. Another yeah. problem is that the average age of a rancher or farmer is over 60 years old.
Wow.
And so if you think about that a little bit, there's not a lot of the next generation coming up to take their place. And unfortunately, less than 2% of the population of our country produces all the food that we eat.
That's, you know, that statistic is amazing to me.
Yeah. And it gets smaller every year. You know, back 100 years ago, it was probably 30%.
Right.
But now it's clear down to 2%. So it puts a lot of burden on people, and there are a lot of barriers to entry to get into farming. Mm-hmm. You know, land costs, especially around here, have skyrocketed. Yeah. It's difficult. So it is a major concern, and I'm glad you brought that up. So, you know, we're trying to help the next generation coming up, Hannah's age and others mm-hmm. that are interested in farming and ranching, and help them overcome some of those barriers of entry and teach them how to farm and try to carry on the tradition.
Sure. Well, you know, it's interesting because, you know, before we hired Hannah, I remember talking internally, and I said, she grew up on a working farm, working ranch. I know she'll work hard.
Right.
You know, and it's true. No, I mean that seriously, because it you know, you get up before dawn and you're out there in the field. I mean, you're doing that, the hard work that's necessary. And I wonder, is that part of the generational thing, or is it just people need to go away, you know, work at a chamber of commerce, so then come back and appreciate what, you know, getting their hands dirty? I mean, I'm just, what do you hear?
Well, there's a lot of different reasons, I guess, why people are leaving and don't come back. It's hard work, mm-hmm. number one.
Yeah,
it's not for everybody. But when you think of all the many benefits just in our area that agriculture brings, for example, you probably have noticed around the county some rather large weed patches or mm-hmm. prairie dog towns. And, you know, that's ag land that's gone out of production.
Yeah.
So when we keep land in production, it keeps it healthy. It keeps the weeds down. We're producing food that people can use. Irrigation from the ranches and farms around here recharge wells. Mm-hmm. And it provides a lot of habitat for wildlife.
Yeah. Yeah, and all the different reasons. So, well, I'm not going to let you leave the chamber, Hannah, but, you know, I mean, is it something that you'll always keep your hands in, or is it something you have ambition to, you know, return to that profession eventually?
Yeah, I definitely want to stay involved, which is why I do go out and help put up hay or, you know, do different little odd jobs on the ranch. And I think it's very valuable, and it is sad to see the generations getting older and not as many people stepping up. But at the same yeah. time, you know, I've met a lot of people, even locally at the farmers market, that are young and they're interested in agriculture. And that right. can be different ways. Maybe it's just starting out buying their first bit of property and learning about how water works and
sure.
where it actually comes from, or, yeah. you know, growing their first yard and garden, and maybe deciding that they want to go work for a bigger operation. So I find that there's still hope in it, and I definitely value the way I grew up, and it means a lot to me.
Yeah.
And I definitely want to stay involved and hopefully keep getting other people interested, and hopefully future generations will stay interested in our ranch too.
Absolutely. And hopefully your boss is understanding and will let you go out there and cut hay and help put it up.
Right.
I hear he's a jerk, but you know, whatever. No, I'm kidding.
He's all right.
But all right, I'm going to plug this because we're about out of time. It's the La Plata County Farm Bureau annual meeting at La Platte's Pond, which is out in Bayfield. That's coming up Saturday, September 17th. It starts at 4 o'clock. The barbecue dinner, Porky's Smokehouse will be providing the food, silent auction, Western band, yard games. Tickets are only $20 in advance, $25 at the door. Kids under 8 are free to capture it all.
Yes.
Good job.
Oh, thank goodness. I was reading right off the card. Well, guys, thank you so much for everything you do and coming in and, you know, giving a little education about, you know, the Farm Bureau. And next time, though, I want some vegetables brought. No, I'm just kidding.
We'll bring you a hay bale.
All right.
You know what they say this time of the year, Jack? You have to lock your car when you go to church so people don't put squash and things
in. I've heard that. And people were handing out squash at a party I was at the other day. Go figure.
There you go.
Lovely parting gifts. All right, guys. Thank you. And we'll see you on the 17th.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
All righty. We're going to send it back to the studios. You've been listening to Chamber Chat.